Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam as Bill and Linda Bellingham as Faith, with Celia Imrie, Belinda Lang, Kelda Holmes and Mark Denham. Episode 1, Found and Lost.
I'm usually in Sainsbury's about now.
Well, try and think of me as this week's special offer. You snore, you know.
I do not.
Yes, you do. I could hardly hear the shipping forecast.
Oh, dear, I must look a terrible mess.
To see her is to love her, and love but her forever. For nature made her what she is, and never made another.
Oh, Bill, that's beautiful. Sir Walter Scott?
Robbie Burns. Never fails.
What do you mean, never fails?
I mean, it always makes women putty in my hat.
You!
Oh! Well, it used to make women...
Well, come on!
Which was long before
and
we met.
You deserve
it. Put the pillow down. You are a respectable mother of two.
Just...
Or will be when you get some clothes on.
How dare you speak...
Hello? Your mother? Oh, your mother. It's for you.
Joe? Hello? No, I'm still at the office, but I haven't forgotten. Yes, I'll be back in time to take you. Yes, they're in my briefcase. Well, if the yogurts have all gone, have a banana. See you soon. Bye. Yes, that was Joe. I had to leave them a number, you see, in case there was an emergency.
Is running out of yogurts an emergency? Look, I wish you wouldn't call me the office. I may be your boss, but only when there's a desk between us, not a duvet.
They don't know you.
They are about to know me very well. Although not as well as you do.
No, put me down. No, I've got a good football practice.
Oh, I'm glad I chose a woman with stamina. An afternoon of unbridled passion and then straight onto the pitch for some heavy tackling.
Bill, I've got to go. We haven't talked about it.
It was wonderful for me. How was it for you?
I mean the meeting.
Well?
Well, are you ready to meet them?
Do I have a choice?
Yes. You could move in and hope they don't notice you.
Now, don't forget your briefcase, dear, and have a nice day on the football field. Good grief, what have you got in it?
Shin pads.
Same to you.
Bye. Give me a ring tomorrow, and we'll sort out a meeting. Just us and the kids. Oh, Bill, I love you.
Thank you very much. Oh, and I love you too, of course. I keep forgetting to be spontaneous.
Bill?
Yes?
The wild and windy night. The rain has washed away, has left a pool of tears, crying for the day. Why leave me standing here? Let me know the way.
Very nice. Elizabeth Barrett Browning?
No, Paul McCartney. Never fails.
Hello?
Kate?
No. Is that Dad?
No, it's, Bill McGregor.
Do you want Mum?
Is she there?
I don't know. I was in the bathroom doing my highlights when you rang.
Oh, I'm very sorry to interrupt.
Mum!
Hello,
your
Dorset,
Tim.
You've got a window paint 5 counties away?
It's for you, Mum. I'm trying to do my highlights and the timing's crucial.
Well, I have only just come in. The number of times I asked the phone for you, stop it.
If I don't insist off in 3 minutes, I'll be brassy instead of interesting you some.
Well, go away then and stop arguing. Stop it, dog.
Thank you for your understanding, Mummy, darling.
Get lost! Hello?
Hello.
Oh.
It's me.
Bill. Hello. I'm sorry about that. It was just Hannah being unreasonable as usual.
I heard that.
Go and stick your head under the tap.
Try and have one conversation at a time, Faith.
Sorry.
Incidentally, Hannah thought I was John.
How do you know?
She said, is that Dad?
Oh, sorry. Oh, I've just spent half an hour trying to drag the dog away from a bitch. Get down!
Spoiled sport. It's all sex and violence at your place. I haven't even moved in yet. By the way, have you told John about us?
No, not yet. I'm not sure of the etiquette where ex-husbands are concerned. Have you told Liza?
No, I haven't spoken to her for ages. She used to ring me once a week until she got custody of the Georgian card table. Anyway, it's nothing to do with her. We've got no kids, no ties that bind.
I'm glad to hear it. Is it all right for Sunday?
I've booked a table for four at the courtyard. They do a Burfon croup that will make you weep with joy.
Sounds fine.
It doesn't.
What?
It doesn't. I can hear it in your voice. What's the problem?
Well, firstly, Hannah's vegetarian.
So? She can have a salad. Secondly?
Secondly, they'd find the courtyard groovy.
Well, that's all right, then.
It's a term of abuse, Bill.
It wasn't in the 60s.
I know it wasn't in the 60s, but it is now.
Well, perhaps you should go to the cockle stall by the canal.
Don't be daft. They're too old for jolly outings.
Oh, stone me. Well, if they're too old for jolly outings and too young for formality, we'll go out for a bloody hamburger. Or in Hannah's case, a lettuce burger.
Perfect.
As long as it's licensed, that's all.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, Joe, get out of here and wipe your feet.
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. Joe's just trodden in something appalling on the pavement. Bill, it'll be all right, you know.
Of course it will. Disinfectant and a bucket of water works wonders.
So, he's going to live off your moral earnings. You always did have a penchant for penniless poets, Faith.
He's an art editor, not a poet, Hill. And while he may be penniless, he's got enough credit cards to build a storm porch.
And what do Joe and Hannah think about their mum's boyfriend moving in?
Cheers.
Cheers. What do they think?
Well, they don't exactly know yet. He's going to meet them on Sunday.
Don't you think they might be a bit cheesed off by being presented with a fait accompli?
I should break it to them gently. Besides, they want me to be happy.
Maybe, but not so quickly. The ink's hardly dry on your decree absolute. We could have fun together. Two experienced women with bags to offer.
The ones under the eyes and round the waist, you mean?
We could travel round Europe, emitting interesting auras.
Oh, talk sense, Hilary. You can emit auras anywhere you like. I've got two kids and a large dog and David Guppy to consider.
David what?
I can't have a wild gypsy lifestyle when I've got to face my kids in the morning.
Get up late. I just think you should take a breather before tying yourself down.
I'm not tying myself down. I love Bill.
Oh, that. But when you're not spooning and rubbing each other's backs with jojoba oil, do you have anything in common? Does he like Chinese food? Fred Astaire films?
Doesn't everybody? Look, I know it's pretty inconvenient of me, Hill, finding the right man so quickly, but I can't help it. I can't let him go.
Maybe not, but you could at least keep him in his place. Doesn't have to move into yours. Admit it. It's great not having to be seductive every time you hit the sack. Meet up a couple of times a week. Keep your options open. If it doesn't work out, it'll be messy.
It'll work out. It has to. You live in the back, Joe.
Why? Because I'm a sophisticated young woman and you are a little squirt. But I'm taller than you.
But you have the brain of a 2-inch lentil.
Oh, please don't start, you two, or I'll bash you till your skins fall off.
I think Mum's a bit edgy.
I am not. I just want you both to behave perfectly normally. Be polite. Be pleasant. Don't reach across the table and don't slurp your drinks.
Behaving normally would be too much for Jo.
Oh, why did she have to come?
Because I'm the eldest and in charge of the betting committee.
It is not a betting committee. Don't you dare say that you're going to give Bill the once-over. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah, she's lost her sense of humour.
In fact, if anything, it's the other way round.
You mean Bill's giving us the once-over?
Yes, sort of.
And what happens if he doesn't like us?
I'll trade you in.
Of course you'll like me, but, I mean, not many people like Hannah.
I'll ignore that as the ramblings of a deranged child.
Please, listen. Bill is as nervous as you are about this meeting.
I'm not nervous.
Well, I am. I just want you to like each other because I love Bill and I love you both and I want us to live together and be happy.
Don't get soppy, Mum. You won't be able to see the road.
What's he look like?
Well, he's got sort of darkish, fairish hair.
Is he tall?
Sort of tall.
Well, who does he look like? Bruce Springsteen? Rick Mayall? David Bowie?
Humphrey Bogart.
Who?
Thank you. Hannah? Joe? This is Bill.
Hello. How are you?
You said Bill was so tall.
Isn't this lovely walking?
If you like early British home stores, the question is.
Hannah's going to be an artist.
Oh. You don't take after your mother, then?
Good one.
Very fun, Bill.
And what about you, Joe?
Oh, I'm going to play for Tottenham.
My team's Hamilton Academicals.
Oh, well, Joe couldn't support them because he couldn't spell it.
Ow! Waiter! We'll be getting married as soon as possible, won't we, Bill?
Oh, he's miles away, Mum. He's looking at another woman.
Sorry, I just thought I saw someone I knew. It can't be, not in a place like this. Oh, good grief it is.
Bill, darling, how delightful.
Grace, what a surprise to see you here. Not your sort of place, eh?
Oh, hardly. Well, not exactly the kind of surroundings you're used to, either.
I thought it was you, but I couldn't believe it. What brings you to junk food land?
A really ghastly birthday lunch for snotty young godson. I see the little twerp with his nose in the knickerbocker glory. Well, he's just smeared cherry ice cream on my new leather skirt. See?
Where?
Just there. No, lower.
Oh, dear, what a shame.
Right. Anyway, how's life now that you've reverted to single status? Bet it's tidier in the bathroom. No knickers over the towel rail.
Well, it has been nice to see you, Grace.
I think Liza running off with that Christie's value is the best thing that could have happened. She wasn't right for you, Bill. Too damn glamorous, if you ask me.
And by the way, I am being rude. Let me introduce you.
Don't tell me. You always were a fast worker, but they can't be your kids. It's your sister, right?
Grace, this is Faith, Joe, and Hannah. They're just friends.
Hello.
Four Sundays, please. Of crushed nuts.
Morning, Alex.
Morning, Bill. Oh, there's someone in your office waiting for you. I think...
Liza, what the hell are you doing here?
I was just passing.
We're 11 floors up.
Please, Bill, don't be tiresomely pedantic. I want a word with you.
I thought we'd had enough words to last a lifetime.
I bumped into Grace.
Oh, you mean she phoned you the minute she saw me in the restaurant?
Hardly a restaurant, darling. Restaurants don't have sauce bottles or plastic tables. She said you were with rather a sweet little family.
Did she draw you a photo fit?
Are they yours?
It's got damn all to do with you, Liza.
Oh, that's serious, is it?
What's the matter? You between wimps? Or is it just let's provoke an ex-husband week?
Neither, darling. I still worry about you, you know.
What do you want, Liza?
So masterful. Always such a pleasure to see you. There was just a little something I wanted to ask.
I knew it.
You know that Dolton Jardiniere we had in the hall, the one you always hated?
I sold it.
Well, it was there the last time I looked.
What do you mean?
I called round and you were out, so I had a quick peer through the window.
When we first met, I found your boldness quite attractive.
How much did you get for it?
Why, has your tame Christie's valuer taped a microphone to your chest?
I have a professional interest these days. Besides, you always blush when you lie.
Sorry to interrupt. Faith Grayshot is on the line.
Ah, could you, tell her I'll ring back, Alex. I'm a bit tied up at the moment.
Right.
Faith Grayshot. What a terribly sweet name.
Liza, I've got work to do. I emerged from our divorce with a duvet, a colander, and a jardiniere. There is nothing else you can purloin, so can we please return to that happy state of being incommunicado?
I'm only thinking of you, darling. You probably could do with some extra money with all these family responsibilities.
Who said I was...
Are you skiing this year?
No.
Really? That's the first time you've missed Val d'Isère since 1975, isn't it? Got to build a sun lounge, I expect. Or is it new school shoes?
Liza, I am in love with a beautiful woman who doesn't give a damn about designer sunglasses or the glitterati.
How impossibly dreary.
She makes me laugh.
I made you laugh.
I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at your bank statement. And shortly afterwards I cried, if you recall.
I see. Well, I know you'd love to treat me to lunch, but I have an auction to view. Think about the jardiniere. Bye!
Damn!
Hello?
Joe?
Yeah?
It's Bill. Is your mother there?
No, she's taking the dog out for a walk. He didn't want to go much. He was in the middle of his dinner. Mum's in a mood. Have you had a row?
Sort of. I have a feeling she may be upset.
Was it about us?
No, it wasn't about you. Look, Joe, when she comes back, tell her I'm sending over a jardiniere to look after.
Oh, What?
It's a big pot to put plants in. And Joe?
Yeah?
Will you tell her I love her? Joe?
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Well?
Can I just give her your best wishes?
I wouldn't buy your bijou replacement windows if you followed me to the ends of the earth. My God, he has.
Hello. The door was open.
Oh, Bill. And you bought me some flowers? They are flowers, are they?
Were. I just fell over a dog in the hall and landed on my gloxinias.
Well, you're being awfully brave about it.
Bill, this is Hilary. She comes complete with innuendos.
Bill, I've heard absolutely nothing about you.
Mm, she's also a liar.
I must say, Hilary, you're not at all how I imagined you.
Mm-hmm. I never am. Well, it's been terrific to meet you, Bill. I made my coffee last 2 hours in the hope you'd arrive.
Are you going already?
Please, I'm trying to be tactful and leave you two alone, so don't try and stop my noble gesture. By the way, Bill, do you really intend to move into this chaotic hovel?
Having just spotted the duck egg blue kitchen units, I'm not so sure.
I'll see myself out. I'll try not to fall over, Bert. Bye.
Bye. Good. Alone at last. This is a nice place you've got here, Megan. I don't think I've seen the bedroom.
Oh, Bill, I've really missed you.
Oh, I'll try and put that into action.
Stop it. No, not now.
Why not now? You don't want me for my mind as well, do you?
No, but it's the wrong time of day.
Sorry, I thought you said it was the wrong time of day.
I did. Joe will be home any minute.
Mum!
Little blighter. Why didn't he have a detention or something?
Look, Mum, my strap's broken on this bag. Can you mend it?
Hello, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Bill. Mum, can you sew this up?
In a minute. Why don't you go and watch TV for a bit?
Because you're always telling me not to.
Well, today you can.
But I'm hungry.
Yeah, well, I'll get you something to eat in a minute. Right now, I'm talking to Bill.
So push off, you little toad.
Oh, OK.
I think maybe we should have a little talk, Faith, about how things will be when I move.
Mum, can I have a chocolate biscuit?
Okay, get lost, Joe, please. You were saying, Bill.
It's just that you will have to understand that it will take time for me to adjust because I'm used to quiet and privacy and doing what.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mum. Yes, hi. No, I haven't forgotten. He's here right now. Yes, we'll be there. About 8. Right. Bye. That was my mother. Just to give us the details. We're going over to dinner with him tonight.
What do you mean, we?
I mean you and me. Why?
As far as I was aware, we were going to have a quiet evening here. Our first together in your house.
I know. No, but, well, I couldn't get you all day to tell you about the change of plan. They said you were at the printer's.
I was.
Well, I'm sorry, but it was the only evening Mum could make this week, and she and Dad wanted to meet you.
Oh, that's a bit strong, Faith. Does that mean that every time I go out of the office, you're going to fill my diary with domestic arrangements?
Oh, don't exaggerate.
Look, you might have been able to organise John's social life and buy his socks, but I'm different. If you want to plan an evening, ask me first.
So, you're not coming then?
I would like to have been given a little more notice, and to have been asked rather than told.
Ah, I'll ring her back.
Well, don't you see, Faith? This is just what I've been saying. I'm used to making my own plans. I haven't had anyone to tell me what to do, and I don't like it when it happens.
All right, I understand, Bill. Just don't be so bloody pompous.
Oh, so you've got company, Mum. Hello, Bill.
Hannah, how are you?
I'm up to my eyes in Hamlet. Mum, you know Ophelia?
Not well.
Well, I've got to do this essay tonight. Discuss the view that Ophelia was a woman of her time. Would a girl in the 1980s respond in the same way? Oh, what do you think, Bill?
I am obviously not an expert on women's reactions in any century.
Oh, that sounds like I've burst in at the wrong moment. I shall exit stage left.
Have you got any idea of what I'm talking...
Hannah! Take these clean knickers upstairs with you!
Dodds!
Yes, I understand, Bill, I understand. It won't be easy for either of us. We've got to adapt not only to our relationship...
Mum, I thought you were getting my turn.
Oh, hell, I'm going to watch TV. What was that?
Oh, no.
The jardiniere.
I thought I gave it to you to look after.
I was looking after it. I was looking after it so much I stood it behind the television so it wouldn't get knocked over.
Well, it damn well has.
I can see that, Bill, and I'm sorry.
Couldn't have been me, because I was in the kitchen at the time.
Look, no one's blaming you, Joe. It must have been Bert.
What was he doing behind it? What's this?
Chocolate biscuit wrapper?
I just wanted to see if he'd bring it back. It's supposed to be a retriever.
That was an antique. It was worth a great deal of money. Damn dog.
But he's not a damn dog.
I should have let Liza have it. At least she appreciates beautiful things.
Oh, well, what the hell did she marry you for, then? And what's wrong with duck egg blue kitchen units?
Okay. So, if your eldest sister,
Prue,
was the one passing round the cheese dip and the cream frock, is she the one married to the chap in the rugby shirt?
Bob? No. Joanna, my middle sister's married to Bob. Joanna wears glasses and got the hiccups ahead of the chocolate mousse.
Prue. Don't tell me any more. I thought it was going to be just the four of us. A bit more intimate.
Oh, that is intimate for my mother. When she has a do, we call it a state banquet. Her dining table's got more leaves in it than Sherwood Forest.
Quite enjoyed it, though, in a masochistic kind of way.
Oh, Bill. I'm glad you thought it was fun. I don't like it when we fight. It's just... there's just so much going on at the moment. You're coming in?
I thought I was staying the night.
Oh, no, I don't think that's wise. Not till we're official. The kids are a bit sensitive at the moment.
Well, those two are about as sensitive as Bonnie and Clyde, and about as careful with other people's belongings.
Oh, not the damn jardiniere again. I thought we'd all grovelled enough over a bit of crack china.
A bit of crack china!
Are you all right, Mrs. Grayshot?
Yes, Mr. Barrows, why?
Well, only I heard raised voices and I know you're a woman alone. Oh, evening.
Evening.
Well, that's what Neighbourhood Watch is all about, isn't it? You never know.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Barrows. Everything's fine.
Is it? Good night, Faith.
Oh, good night. Bill! I love you.
That's the kitchen clear, Mr. McGregor. Just three tea chests in all and we'll be about done.
Great. Somewhere about now, it's traditional to get the kettle on for tea, right?
Oh, most welcome.
Six tea bags and enough sugar to stand the spoon up in. Isn't that the rule?
Oh, not anymore, Gov. No, I found that too much caffeine overstimulates the lads. I've seen them get a bit skittish with the piano after four cups of rosé. If it isn't a liberty, we've brought our own tea bags. Derek likes the sage. Chamomile needs a spot of honey to bring out the flavour, and the rose hip, straight as it comes. I'll do it myself if you like.
No, no, Ted, you carry on, and I'll make the tea.
There's a spare chamomile if you care to join us.
Thanks. I can do with calming down.
Hello? Anybody home?
Oh, yes, miss.
Is Bill McGregor about? I'm Liza McGregor.
Oh, yes, Mrs. McGregor. I recognise you from the wedding photo I've just placed in this very crate.
How terribly observant of you.
Mr. McGregor's in the kitchen making tea.
Have you by any chance packed a jardiniere?
No, Mrs. McGregor, I'd have remembered. Although, my particular interest is silver, and I did spot an interesting pair of early Victorian photo frames with a particularly fine design.
They were his grandmother's.
Liza, as always, you have imperfect timing. What are you doing here?
And it's nice to see you too, darling.
You counted it all in, so presumably you've come to count it all out again. Just to check I'm not still harbouring a milk saucepan from the matrimonial spoils.
I rang the office and they said you were moving today, so I just thought I'd pop by to see if you changed your mind about the jardiniere.
There was no need to. I told you I've got rid of it. Or at least it's been disposed of. You can upend the tea chest if you don't believe me.
I am disappointed. Have you any idea how much it was worth?
Don't tell me.
You look as if you need a drink. Tell you what, let's go to the pub and have some lunch. You've almost finished here, haven't you?
Okay. I was going to the pub anyway to say goodbye.
You sound like Sidney Carton.
Well, it is a far, far better thing that I do now than I've ever done.
That's debatable.
Okay, Gov. We'll be finished in a minute. Have our sandwiches and see you at the new house in an hour and a half. Right?
Right. See you later.
In your room, Joe, you can move your hold all and boots out of the hall.
But, Mum...
Don't argue. Bill will be here soon and we want everything tidy.
I don't. We like having Grant at tea every day. Mum,
What's happened to my magazines? They were all on the piano stool.
Hannah, I have told you already. Everything has to be put away. Now, from now on, this house is going to look like the cover of Ideal Home instead of the last day of the sales.
We're quite happy living in a tip.
Well, I'm not.
Only because of Bill.
Shut up. You're wasting valuable hoovering time.
He's coming to our house. He should do what we do.
Fling his shirts all over the floor, you mean?
If he wants to. Well, he's not going to boss me around and tell me what time to go to bed. Is he?
I thought you liked Bill.
Well, it's not that we don't like him, Mum. We don't know him, really. And at the moment, you are putting us right off him by getting in such a state about everything.
Well, I am in a state about everything.
I know, Mum. I don't think Bill likes Bert. He calls him a damn dog.
Oh, of course he likes him, Joe. He just liked what he did to his jardinier. Oh, Hannah, I want you to help me move the table.
Well, can't we have some lunch first? I'm starving. Oh, by the way, there's no milk.
I'll ring Bill and get him to bring some.
Removal speaking. We're just about to leave the premises. He's gone to have lunch with his wife.
What?
His wife. Can I take a message?
I'm fed up with this, Mum. Don't see why everything has to change.
Neither do I.
So, when are you off, Bill?
In about an hour.
You don't sound too excited, mate.
Oh, I am. Really, I am. She's a wonderful woman.
She just comes complete with two kids, eh?
You're a family man, Ray. There must be some compensations.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well?
Well, you get a card on Father's Day.
They're not my children.
Ah. By God, it's the Jerry Hall of the Duck and Pullet. Hello, Liza. I haven't seen you since you and Bill...
Well, divorced, Ray. I don't get a fit of the vapours every time I hear the word. How are you? When are you going to get a decent car parked? It took me ages to find a space.
So what can I get you both to drink?
Let me buy the drinks, Bill. I expect you need to keep all your change for dinner money now.
Liza, stop being a bitch or I'm leaving.
Sorry, darling. I just think you're making a ludicrous mistake.
Today I'm going to move in with Faith with a view to marriage. If it works out.
Impulsive as ever?
Liza, you have to stop interfering. I love Faith. Don't you understand?
Yes, I do. But do you love her enough to become suburban man, that strange wave-faced species who inhabits the distant lands beyond the Bakerloo line? I'm serious, Bill. Life will be very different if you take this step, and I still worry about you making a mistake.
That's rich, coming from my biggest one.
Oh!
Well, I'm sorry, that was unfair. We did have some good times together.
That summer in Greece, drifting from island to island. No responsibilities, freedom and the open road. By the way, did you say you were going to have to sell the MG?
Ted! Ted! Thank goodness I caught you. You haven't started to unload yet, have you?
Well, I'm very glad you're here, Gov. She won't let us in.
Yes?
Faith, I've been thinking.
I'm surprised you had time over lunch.
Faith, I don't know how to put this.
I do.
Do you think we've been a little too hasty?
I know we are.
What?
I can't go through with it.
What's up, Gov? Lady change her mind?
She can't. I had second thoughts first.
In Found and Lost, you heard James Bolam as Bill, Linda Bellingham as Faith, Belinda Lang as Liza, Celia Imrie as Hillary, Kelda Holmes as Hannah, and Mark Denham as Joe. Grace was played by Moya Leslie, Alex by John Sampson, Ray and the Neighbour by Nicholas Courtney, and Ted by Norman Bird. Second Thoughts was written by Jan Everington and Gavin Petrie, and produced by Pete Atkin.